the Coast to Coast Close-Up with Scotty Kipfer. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, Cal. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's nice to hear your voice again.
Nice to hear from you, too. It's been a moment, hasn't it?
It has. Yeah, I think the last time we talked was when I put I'm Here For You out.
You bet. Got a new tune called Sunday Morning After. We'll talk about that in just a second. But how is 2020 treating you so far?
You know what? It's weird to say it, considering it's been such a gong show, but 2020 has actually been pretty great for me. When we got into lockdown, I just holed myself up in my basement, and I've been more productive in the last 6 months than I have been in the last 2 years, I think. So it's been sort of a blessing in disguise. You know, obviously it comes with, financial and social and whatever, all these different sort of repercussions, but as far as being creative and being productive, it's been a really great time for me.
And I think that happens, that it's happening quite a bit with the conversations I've had with people in the industry, is the creativity that's been going on over the last few months. It's astounding.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Really cool. The new tune called Sunday Morning After. Tell me about that song.
Oh, man, it was the first song that I wrote with a guy named Ryan Storstad, who is a Saskatchewan boy, and we also wrote Taking My Time and Falling Like the Rain and a bunch of other stuff, but he's a great dude, really great writer, and we sat down for the first time in Nashville in 2015, and we wrote this song, and we were just sort of lamenting the fact that there aren't a whole lot of story songs or epic ballads in country music. A terrible commercial decision, but we set out to write songs that day, and the funny thing is about Sunday Morning After is that we wrote it exactly how you hear it. There's no roadmap when we set out to write the song, so if you've heard the song, you know what the storyline is yet, but I feel like, you know, if we had actually written out the roadmap for what this guy was going to do, it may not have turned out as well as it did. This was kind of interesting. The story revealed itself to us as we wrote it. And Ralph Murphy is a guy who taught songwriting for a long, long time. He's a master. He worked for ASCAP for many, many years. He was a fixture in Canadian country music. And his whole rule was, know what you're going to write before you write it. So Ralph is probably rolling over in his grave with me talking about the way that we wrote this song. But, you know, I couldn't be happier with the way that it turned out. It's a pretty cool story, especially right now with all the political stuff going on in the States with, you know, universal health care and wage inequality and even gun control. All of that stuff is sort of touched on in this song. And while it wasn't written necessarily, I do think that it contributes to a much larger conversation.
Yeah, for sure. And I for one like the fact that a song kind of evolves as the songwriting process continues. You know, I don't want to disagree with the late Ralph Murphy at all.
Right. Neither do I. He was a legend.
Yeah.
But sometimes things just play out in a different way, and this was one of those times. Normally, I'm pretty, you know, I do follow his general rules for songwriting most of the time. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, you know, you get in a room with somebody new, and it's best to throw the rules out the window and just kind of see what happens. And that's how things went down with Ryan and with Sunday Morning After.
Yeah, great. We've got a few things coming up in the fall, but we can save that for another conversation, I guess, probably. Hey?
Well, yeah. I mean, in a nutshell, there's going to be some new music coming. I'm producing a girl from my hometown. She's 15 years old. She's wonderful. Her name is Isabella Cascanet, so there'll be some new music coming from her. I've got a duo project that I had about 10 years ago or even more, and we were writing, we were showcasing for labels, and then my partner finished university and decided that she needed to get a real job. So we kind of put things on hold. And it's funny, she was thinking about getting back into it, but she didn't want to, you know, approach me about it because she thought it would get in the way of my solo stuff. But I was in Nashville last summer, and I called her And I said, you know what? I've had these songs in my head. Is there any chance that you're interested in doing this again? And she said, yeah, you know, it's funny. I've been meaning to call you, but I, you know, I didn't know how to bring it up with, you know, you doing your solo thing. And so we've started this project up again, and there's going to be some new music coming in October as well.
Nice, nice. In the meantime, how do we get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way for that?
At Scotty Kitzer, that's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can also find my podcast, which is at the Show on the Go. I do that with a terrific radio host here in Ontario named Amy Oust, and we talk to different country music stars every week, just like we're doing right now.
Nice.
And that's a lot of fun, Steve. So that's at the Show on the Go, and that's across all the platforms as well.
Awesome, buddy. Thanks for the chat. Good luck with this new tune, and we'll talk again for sure.
Thanks so much, Cal.
Scotty Kipfer on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.